No, it's just a horse. Have you never seen a horse before?
No, no, it looks like a monster.
It's not, it's just like a horse.
That's a relief.
They've been around for years.
You know the guy that screams in that record?
Yeah.
In that band? There's a crazy guy that, he just seems to be mad all the time.
He's properly nutty, I think, yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I've heard he just screams all the time. But literally, if you go up to chat to him after a concert, that's how he talks to you, apparently.
Yeah.
When he answers the phone. I'm waving my arms around as well.
And when they signed their contract, the other band did their signatures. He just scrawled all over that thing, ripped it up, puked a little bit on the contract.
He's pure rock.
He's a pure little nugget.
He's a test tube rock man. Rock.
He's exploding everywhere. Anyway, that was The Automatic, in case you weren't familiar with that track.
Yeah, and good morning. This is Adam and Joe on XFM with you today till noon. Our third hour has been curtailed, and instead, it's going to be the best of the X list.
That's right, yeah. And, of course, after that, Mick Rock. Is Mick still in the house?
Yeah.
Mick Rock, fantastic. I just picked up a copy of Heat magazine.
Why did you do that, you idiot?
Well, because it was lying around.
Okay, you didn't buy it.
No, I didn't buy it because I would never buy it. And but I went to go and get some food from the sandwich shop just before I came in, and it was lying on a table just outside.
So you stole it?
So I thought, well, no one wanted it. You know, it was lying there. So I thought, I'll have that. I'll have that copy of Heat magazine. I might be able to ask Joe about Nikki, because there's an interview with Nikki there. She's answering all your questions at last.
I don't have any questions.
You do. You know all those questions.
I don't think anyone has any questions apart from, will you go away?
Well, she's answering
that. Does she answer that one?
She's answering that
question. Why don't you sod off?
And others. I want to find out.
Haystack.
You haven't read that issue of Heat, have you?
No, I haven't read any issue of Heat for about 10 years.
I'm going to test you on Nikki's questions and answers later on. But then while I was, after I took the mag, it suddenly occurred to me, maybe it's a Heat advertisement.
Maybe it's an outdoor heater.
No, it's not. I never thought that it was a heater for a second. I always knew it was a magazine. But I thought maybe it's like an advertisement and they've planted a copy of Heat.
And you're being filmed.
And that'd be, you know,
and it'll turn
be
up
like
on telly.
Yeah.
Can't resist Heat.
It would be the first time I've been on telly for a while, so I'm quite excited.
Yeah, well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Prize-wise, this morning, listeners, we've got a pair of tickets to an exclusive XFM screening of Clerks 2. I never know whether to say Clerks or Clerks.
Well, the Americans say Clerks, don't they? We say Clerks.
Okay, well then it's Clerks 2 on the 20th of September. That's exciting. It's supposed to be very funny.
Is it even funnier than the original?
Yes, very funny.
They've somehow managed to pack more laughs in than the original.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So and we're wait for it.
Yep.
Two copies of Scrubs, the complete fourth series. Scrubs starring Zach Braff.
That's
Is
the show.
Is that what he's called?
Zach Braff.
Ladies love Zach Braff.
They love a bit.
He's a sort of scraggly-haired, anxious-looking, sexy nerd.
He's a sexy mop-top.
He's sort of David Schwimmer gone right.
He's like a nerdy, even more nerdy, internet version of David Schwimmer.
Because women don't really like David Schwimmer, do they? Because he's too kind of like this.
He's too whiny.
He's too pathetic and whiny. Exactly.
Whereas Braff has got an off-kilter sense of humour.
Yeah, but apparently he's a bit of a dork off-screen, I hear.
No.
Well, I did. I saw him on Punk'd, and he was an idiot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I've seen some of his blogs on the internet as well.
Yeah.
He's a nerd. He's a lovable nerd. Anyway, we've also got great music and a few free plays that we're going to stick in.
Here's Plus crap commentary competition in a second. Sorry.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the first of our free plays. Yeah, stay tuned for a crap commentary. We'll probably do that very soon. But first, here's Lou Reed. That's Lou Reed with Crazy Feeling from the album Coney Island Baby. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM, and it is
competition time. You could win a DVD or tickets to a show. You just never know. So sharpen up your brain and get ready to play.
That's told everyone that it's competition time, but what competition is it? Which competition is it?
Mm.
That's what we need to know next.
Yep.
So any minute now, we will know.
Recorded off of a DVD. Why don't you listen and see? You could win some crap for free. Can you tell who's speaking? Animal movie they're critiquing. Go ahead, it's easy. You can use IMDb.
Oh, is that jingle? I think that's jingle overload. I think that's over the nutritionally recommended limit for jingles on a Saturday morning.
We're going to have just jingles this programme.
A listeners. Pure jingle show?
Yes, yeah, all going to be
jingle. That would be quite good. We should just do all the links in jingle form.
Yeah.
That That'll be unlistenable. Anyway, yeah, it's crap commentary corner time. Don't forget the number is 0871 222 1049. That's 0871 222 1049. If you can guess the answer to this competition, and the competition goes like this. We play you an excerpt from a DVD commentary. This week it's an actress telling us about the experience of making one of her films. You just have to call 0871 222 1049 and tell us who the actress is and what the film that she's talking about is. Now, we've had this lady on before.
Uh-huh.
She's very, very sexy and very, very stupid, which makes her even sexier, in my opinion.
Yes, my favourite combo.
Favourite type of lady. But we've never had her talking about this film before.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's good enough.
Is that good enough?
Yep.
So here we go with clip number one. Who's this lady and what film's she talking about?
Hello, my name is... And I am the star of, and I'm here to do the commentary, and I brought my two little friends with me. They're my two miniature Maltese, so in case you hear a bark or something.
I think I need to know.
What? What, Bubble? What, Bubble?
What, Bubble? She turns into, like, the costume lady from The Incredibles.
What, Bubble? What is it, your little miniature barking poof?
I'd like to be one of her dogs. Can you imagine? I thought she was going to talk about something else at the beginning.
I'm here with my two friends, and I'm just going to jiggle them.
Oh, that would have been quite good.
Mm.
Shall we hear clip number two? Don't forget 0871 222 1049 if you can tell what actress this is and what movie she's talking about. Here's clip number two.
Human range. this is gross. I can't watch this. No, this is awful. It's the funniest thing because I'm totally like one of those people that... I do all these action films, but I can't actually watch them back because...
What is the point? What is the point
of having that commentary?
Of having that commentary.
Yeah.
What would anyone learn from that? I tell you what the point is.
What?
So we can make a competition out of it. Yeah. I think that's the sole point now of issuing those things.
That's right. Adam and Joe need some more stuff for their crap commentary corner. Could you come into the studio on Tuesday and just talk a load of total crap?
Well, that's what she did, and if you know who she is, 0871 222 1049. If it's too tricky, we've got another a good clip coming up, but in the meantime,
here are, I believe it is, The Athlete. In the morning. Very nice. That's The Coral with In the Morning. Now, we are in the midst of our competition Crap Commentary Corner, and we should probably remind people who the voice is of this week's competition.
We're not going to tell them who the voice is.
No, but I mean, play them the voice.
I just ate a hair. That was horrible. Where did that come from?
What, like a rabbit?
Dunno. No, just a hair.
Oh,
anyway, we've got Lee on the line who thinks he knows who it is.
Is he called Leon or Lee?
Just Lee, I think. Hello, Lee.
Hiya.
How you doing?
Not so bad.
Yeah. Good stuff. And so are we going to play another clip?
Yeah, let's play another
clip. Let's play one more clip of this nice lady.
How confident are you, Lee? Yeah.
Not very confident.
That was really...
Well, have another think while you hear this clip.
Woohoo! Well, obviously, you know, Kurt wanted, like, a gratuitous shot of my butt, so that's what this is for, I would imagine. Apart from the fact that it looks really cool. Took so long to get the lights ready this day. Okay, honey, go back to one. Drop the robe.
She is, I think I know who it is, and the thing is that she is very attractive.
She's got a sensational butt.
Yeah.
Lee?
So, what do you reckon, Lee?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, talk us through your reasoning there. Have you ever seen Bullock interviewed?
Once or twice.
She does, she's not a goofbag. She's quite intelligent, Sandra Bullock. What? You're casting aspersions over Bullock's genius. That's not Bullock. It's not Bullock, Lee.
Lee, you're wrong.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Is there any way we can reward Lee?
I don't think so. I think he should be shamed.
We've got to reward Lee somehow. Xanthi, are you into a box set of scrubs, Lee?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we'll send that to you.
So the competition is still open, 0871 222 1049, if you know who that lady is.
Thanks very much for calling, Lee. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Lee. She's a lot It would be rude to say stupider than Sandra Bullock, but she's a lot more sort of fancy-free, carefree.
I think stupid is probably the word you're looking for.
She's just more full of fun. Sandra Bullock's a very somber lady who's interested in politics.
Yeah.
This lady's just a party girl who likes to have fun all the time.
Yeah, no, I've got no right to call anyone stupid, but full of fun is a much better way of putting it.
Yeah. Only just nothing but fun.
She's full of fun.
And
you're really full of fun.
Just driven out everything else from inside her. So 0871 222 1049. If you know who that is,
give us a call. In the meantime, here's Scott Matthews.
That was really nice.
That is nice. That's Elusive by Scott Matthews, and that's taken from his album Passing Stranger, which is very good. I recommend it.
Now we're having a problem.
Yeah, we're having a... This is, for the first time ever, I think.
Nobody's getting this crap commentary competition.
Everyone's just randomly saying the names of women. We've had people like...
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love, that's not right.
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton is a good guess.
But this is in the right area. It's a kind of ditzy, slightly insane lady.
Mm.
But we're going to give you some more clues. Jessica Simpson, people are saying it's none of those.
Do you know what? Here's one clue.
What?
She's much sexier than any of those.
That's true. She's in a film where she falls out of the sky and lands in the back of a cab. And she can't speak English.
And she mainly
wears...
And
she's wearing tiny little bandages. And it just makes the film brilliant, because regardless of the story or anybody else in it, you can, as a man, or a lady who likes ladies, sit there happily waiting for one of her nipples to pop out.
Which,
and that alone,
it never
happens, but, you know... The dream is worth clinging on to.
It certainly is. It's popped up in my subconscious many a time.
She's so attractive that the fact that she's as fun-loving and ditzy as she is makes her even more attractive. And she's also starred... These are very big clues. She's also starred in quite a lot of video game adaptations.
Yeah.
She's queen of the video game adaptation.
And so this is a fairly recent film, right?
It is. It's a very recent film.
Yeah.
And in terms of DVD release, 0871 222 1049. It's also a stinker. I wouldn't be surprised if
one
no
more
one
clip,
had seen
maybe.
It. Okay, this is her saying goodbye at the end of the commentary.
Yay! So thank you so much. It was really fun talking to y'all, and I hope you enjoyed the movie. Bye.
She's so fun. Listen, just play the next clip, number 5, because this is her saying what you've just heard her say, but this is slowed down. And listen to how she sounds like an enormous friendly monster.
Yay! So thank you so much. It was really fun talking to y'all, and I hope you enjoyed the movie.
Who is that? That was her slowed down, of course. But call 0871 222 1049. Amazing prizes to be won if you can solve this apparently impossible competition.
We'll be back soon. XFM. Chelsea Dagger, that's the Fartellis. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM, and I think we have someone on the line who might even have the right answer.
Is he called Ed?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, hello, Ed.
Hello, Adam and Joe.
Ed, you sound a tiny bit sarcastic.
No, I'm not sarcastic. I'm a bit tired, sorry.
Okay, so I'm sorry to accuse you of being sarcastic. Why are you tired? What were you doing last night, Ed?
Well, my girlfriend's got a show on today where she's showing some eco-related accessory things, and we were up all night making business cards and stuff.
Really? Eco-related accessories?
He
can plug his show. Go on,
he's got to earn the right to plug his show by making us laugh by slightly mocking his girlfriend's eco-related accessory. What are they? What sort of thing?
They're sort of bags and necklaces made out of found materials and things. They're lovely. They're really
necklaces
beautiful.
Made out of frozen peas.
So they find, like, broken chairs and old suitcases and cut them up and make beautiful bags out of them.
Who's going to buy that, mate? Who's going to buy that? People want new bags.
Hopefully.
People want new necklaces. Who's going to buy it? Wasting no time.
Ed, in your house, have you got, like, furniture made out of boxes and stuff?
Are you a tramp?
We've just got lots and lots of broken
furniture. Are you stick of the dump?
Yeah, I am stick of the dump.
You're like contemporary cave people.
Exactly.
So listen, Ed, you've been listening to our crap commentary competition. Do you think you know the identity of the sexy woman who we've been... Let's just remind listeners of what she sounds like.
Woohoo! Well, obviously,
you know, Kurt wanted like a gratuitous shot of my butt, so that's what this is for, I would imagine.
Yeah, there you go. So what do you think, Ed? Who is that?
I think it's Mila Jovovich, the girl from The Fifth Element.
Completely correct. You pronounced her name very well. Did you know what film that is she's talking about?
I thought it was Resident Evil 2 or something, but no, probably not. What's she been in recently?
So you kind of haven't officially won, really.
Oh, okay. But, can you give me a clue, maybe?
Well, we'll just tell you what it is. It's Ultraviolet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, have you seen that one?
No, I saw the poster.
Yeah, well, that's good enough. I think you can say you have seen it. No, you have seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's good, yeah.
She just waves a sword around, and that's pretty much it. And shows her bum.
Her lovely Botox.
So congratulations, Ed. What prize? Do you want to win a copy of Zach Braff's Scrubs?
Do you have anything else to offer?
Well, you could take the tickets to the Clarks screening.
Yeah, that's a good prize.
That's a good prize.
Oh, yeah, the screening of the original Clarks or
the new Clarks 2? 20th
of
September, 6 p.m.
Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah, one pair of tickets to that coming to you.
So go on, give your girlfriend's show another plug. Where is it happening?
It's a place called Trinity Boy Wharf, which is just opposite the Millennium Dome, south of the river. It's called the Eco Design 2006. Come down today. Starts now to finish at 6.
Yeah, get there fast, because most of her products will have decomposed by 12:30. So hurry.
Has she got any bracelets made out of fruit winders?
No, that's... we missed out on that.
No, if she did, they'd probably last about 100 years. Because of all the additives. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for calling in, Ed. Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okie dokie, it's time for another free play now. This is one that our producer, Xanthi, brought in. What's the name of the band?
North of Ping Pong.
North of Ping Pong. And it starts off with a guy trying to hail a cab on a Friday night or whatever
it is. Yeah, this is a slice of life song.
Having no luck. It's kind of like, it's almost like The Streets, except with a better sense of humour, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. Check this out.
This is crazy. Come on, mate. Thought I'd take a rain check on the cheese grater.
Xanthi, this is fairly strong.
We're having
Saturday
to switch
morning.
This off because it's lyrically naughty. That's good, though.
Get your coat, Xanthi. You're so fired. Again. For the sixth time this month.
That was fantastic. I really like that. The chorus is great. What's going on with the vocals there? They turn into a kind of weird harmonium.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the right word?
That's really, really good.
Sounds like The Specials or something, all updated.
And there are other singles.
What are they called again?
They're called North of Ping Pong.
North of Ping Pong.
Watch out for them. They're a hot tip for the top.
Yeah, you heard it here first. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Now, very shortly, it's going to be time for the news. And then we're into our second and final hour. This week.
The news. We can't afford to have the news. We've only got 2 hours. Nothing important's happened, has it? The Pope said something stupid and's going to spark off the Third World War. That's all that's happened.
There's the guy who's been held on suspicion of talking about bombing the Houses of Parliament.
Yeah.
And did you read about that guy?
No.
He was just... He's being cross-examined. They picked him up in 2004, I think, on suspicion of... maybe being involved in some like terror stuff, right? And he was just talking about yesterday they were just reporting the fact that he was talking about blowing up the Houses of Parliament like as a joke with his mates, and this has turned into a really big part of the trial.
I'm gonna call the police and report you for talking about them talking about it.
That's probably true, isn't it?
And you're gonna be arrested.
Is it true that you said on a radio show that you were talking about someone blowing up the Houses of Parliament, and you sort of giggled about it as if it was amusing? Yes. Would you stand up for me?
No.
You'd shot me immediately.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I'd turn you in instantly. Ooh. To Tony Blair's thought police.
Tony B. Liar.
Tony B. Liar.
Thought Adolf Gestapo. Blair. Now, coming up...
Who needs the news after that?
Yeah.
That was the news.
We should be balanced, though, shouldn't we?
Yeah, he's wicked.
He's cool.
He's brilliant. I hope he carries on ruling for years.
So do I.
He's improved the place massively.
I think he's done a nice job.
He's made the atmosphere in the country really wicked.
Because, you know...
Everybody's friendly.
Yeah.
And everything's fine.
And, you know, finally, after years and years, it's possible to have a nice time.
Thanks, Tony Blair. Big thumbs up.
Thanks, Tony. Coming up in the second hour, I want to play you a Bob Dylan track from his new album, which is really good. But there's a couple of lyrics in there that I want to ask you, Joe, about. If you have the album,
yeah.
I'm sure you'll know what I'm talking about, listeners. Bob Dylan. It's all right,
oh,
Joe.
Yes.
Don't worry. We're just doing this radio show.
I thought you mentioned my name. I was reading.
What were you reading?
Texts.
Texts. He loves
someone
to
saying
texts.
The video to that single, What Goes Up, is brilliant. Xanthi's saying it is. Has it?
Has it?
And the bloke, main bloke from Nil by Mouth.
Really? Wow. What, Ray Winston?
No, I mean,
no.
He's not the main bloke in Nil by Mouth, but he is in the video.
That's probably on YouTube, don't you reckon?
Yeah, we better check
that
out.
Website. Go to their website.
North of Ping Pong website. Okie dokie, we'll be back after the news and some music. This is Adam and Joe. XFM. There's a little jazzy chord at the
end.
Yeah,
it sounds like it's going to become a completely different song at the end.
It's like
a sort of a lounge number.
Mm-hmm. It's like a sort of sting for Friends or something.
No, exactly, yeah, just before the break.
That's right.
Oh, Monica, I've lost my book.
That sounds like an exciting episode.
That's the one where Ross loses his book.
Where is it in the end?
It turns up under the bed. But,
under the bed.
But guess whose bed?
Whose?
Phoebe's.
Oh, no, imagine. She's so ditzy.
She forgot it was there. She thought it was a plant.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's a brilliant... You should make notes.
She wrote a song about it.
You should write a spec script for Friends.
I did. This is what happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Friends on? They've cancelled it, haven't they? That's right, yeah, it was the final one years ago, wasn't it?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Friends.
They cancelled it?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's why I haven't heard anything back. About the script.
About your script. Yeah. Well, maybe you'll get to write for Scrubs.
Okay.
Starring Zach Braff.
I'll send it to the Scrubbers.
By the way, this is Adam and Joe on XFM. We're here for another just over 50 minutes.
52
minutes. Coming up at noon is, of course, the best of the X list. And then at one, it's Mick Rock live from New York with all the latest rock gossip. When I say the latest rock gossip, I mean rock gossip from the 60s.
This is Mick Rock live from New York, the city. This is Mick Rock.
New York, the city. So that's coming up. That's going to be exciting. And is it time for a text competition?
Yeah, why not?
Do you want it? Which one are we going to do?
I don't mind. We could do the Banksy thing.
Okay. All right, listeners, here's our text competition this week. Some of you might know the contemporary artist Banksy, right? He does kind of thought-provoking graffiti around London. He's probably one of the most famous graffiti artists in the world, Banksy, wouldn't you say?
Surely. Certainly in the UK.
Certainly in the UK. Now, he's over in Los Angeles, and this weekend he's opened a special exhibition, and it's the Talk of Tinseltown. It's the tinsel of Talktown as well. You have to, it's a bit like a rave.
There's pictures of Brad and Angelina.
Yeah, they visited it.
At the show, yeah.
Anybody who is anybody is visiting the Banksy show in LA. He only released the address 2 hours before it opened. So it's like an underground rave.
Did he spray it on someone's face?
Probably. And it's in a warehouse.
Did he write it on a policeman's forehead?
Probably. Yeah. Hey, you're preempting the competition slightly here.
Sorry.
Some of Banksy's works of art in the exhibition include... the exhibition's called Barely Legal.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the exhibits include a classical painting of a woman reclining with dogs, staring out of a window at a beautiful countryside vista,
yeah,
in oils, and in the middle, in oils, is a system error window on a computer. He's painted a computer system error window in the middle of a classical oil painting.
Right.
It says, a system error has occurred, reset or cancel. Clever, huh?
Yeah, why? I don't understand that one.
Come on, because it's juxtaposing a modern problem.
Modern problem.
With an old painting.
Old painting.
Yeah. So here's another one.
Yeah.
He's built a living room. He's papered it with flock wallpaper,
mm-hmm,
right? Like old style, 50s style.
Flock wallpaper.
Yeah. Like mum and dad might have had.
Mum
and
dad.
Nanny.
Wise up.
There's an elephant, a live elephant,
yeah,
in this living room, and the elephant is painted with flock wallpaper as well. Is it a statement about colonialism?
Or cruelty to elephants?
The elephant doesn't look very happy.
Or is it just about wallpaper? Like, why don't they get some better wallpaper?
This probably is what it's about.
You know, he's fed up with the wallpaper.
Okay, how about this one? Another period oil painting, this time of a rearing stallion. You know, one of those beautiful 18th century pictures of a horse.
Mm.
A beautiful horse. It's rearing up, but riding on its back is a riot policeman brandishing a scythe.
Right.
Thought-provoking?
Yeah.
Yeah? There's an image of the HMV dog with a bazooka aimed at the gramophone.
Okay, so it's Banksy's main modus operandi is, or modus operandum,
yeah,
to use the singular,
the Latin, correct,
is to juxtapose the fiercely modern with the very cosy and traditional.
Yeah, or put a subversive twist on things we're very familiar with. For instance, the Paramount logo at the beginning of the Paramount Pictures movies, he's changed the word Paramount to paranoid. Yeah,
he's a little bit. He's on the very verge of like doing those kind of t-shirts.
Exactly. Yeah. The Pope smokes dope.
Adihash and things
so
like that.
So basically, our text competition listeners is come up with your own Banksy-esque bit of subversive art. We want the best idea for a bit of Banksy-style subversive art. Texted to 83XFM. If you can think of anything. Here's another one. His most famous one was a phone box sort of crumpled as if it had fallen to the ground, mm-hmm. like kind of like a slouched corpse with a pickaxe in it.
Yeah.
Is that a comment about street crime?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Is it about just people should take more care of phone boxes? It was a red telephone box.
It was. Do you want to hear my idea for a Banksy-style work of art?
Yeah, hit me.
Nelson's column, only instead of the telescope, you replace the telescope with a big jazz cigarette.
Because Nelson's smoking a joint.
He does it in the night.
In the night.
And in the morning, people on the way to work can't believe it.
Well, there's something wrong with the landscape.
Lord Nelson, the proud icon of Britain's past, has been subverted by Banksy.
Lord Nelson would never smoke a spliffy. I'm going to write to someone. Banksy's dirty.
Imagine. So send in your Banksy-style subversive art ideas to 83XFM quick as you can. There's only 45 minutes left, and we'll give an amazing prize to the best one.
Here are the Zutons.
What you've done.
Look what you have done, Stacey.
Look what you've done.
Look what
wipe
you have
it
done,
up, Stacey. Wipe it up.
Wipe it up, otherwise I will smack you, Stacey.
It's a horrific little portrait you've
Isn't
painted
it?
There.
Isn't it? Frightening stuff.
Of domestic angst. Now, how do you feel, Joe Cornish, about documentaries that more or less are just an excuse to play a load of indie music that the producer likes?
I feel very angry about it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so and I want someone to do a little segment.
Do you know
it.
What I'm saying, though, Xanthi?
Yeah.
You watch like a thing on, and I've voiced over a couple of these things myself, so I should know.
Things.
And I'm not talking about anything specifically.
Now, when you say documentaries, do you mean proper documentaries or the kind of thing that passes for a documentary?
Well, Joe,
and dumbed down Blair's
that's
Britain?
That's a whole conversation in itself, isn't it? What do you think? What is a documentary these days and what is not?
I don't know.
I'm just going for a little nap.
Tell us, what's made you angry? Because the BBC do it a lot,
I'll tell you what I'm talking
they?
About. I'm talking about things like some overview of like a family on a council estate or whatever.
Right.
Or maybe some investigative thing.
Right.
It's just wall-to-wall indie hits and quite good music a lot of the time, you know what I mean? Music that people care about and love.
But they only ever use the first... It's a bit... They do it in movies as well a lot, don't they? They just use the very beginning of a record to get you excited and then fade it out after about 10 seconds.
In movies, at least... Yeah, in movies, at least, they're setting a kind of emotional scene, do you know what I mean? But that's very seldom the case in documentaries. It's purely illustrative in the most banal way.
It's abusing and exploiting the power of the very beginning of a good record.
Yeah.
It's kind of like exploiting that little burst of excitement you get.
I've done my own version.
Oh, good.
Of a fictional crap documentary, lazily peppered with great music. And this is called Jimmy Big Nuts Investigates, this documentary. I'm obsessed with Jimmy Big Nuts. And here it is.
I am a passenger.
Tonight on Jimmy Big Nuts Investigates, Jimmy travels to Russia to track down the men behind a scam.
I'm back in the USSR. USSR.
Upon arrival in Russia, Jimmy hires a car, which he drives to a town.
I've been driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar.
But when he gets to the town, it's completely deserted.
This town is climbing like a ghost town.
Except for a couple of horses. Jimmy manages to climb onto one of the horses and rides to a nearby village where he waits for a man.
I'm waiting for my man.
Finally, the man arrives and Jimmy Big Nuts asks him a question about the scam.
Ask me, ask me, ask me. Ask me, ask me, ask me.
The man says he can take Jimmy to the place where the scam happens. But when Jimmy gets there, he finds that the man behind the scam has gone and won't be back until late November.
Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November.
With all hope of uncovering the scam gone, Jimmy Big Nuts is forced to go home.
Homeward bound, out of showers.
That's the end of the Jimmy Big
what
Nuts.
What an amazing story.
Yeah.
It was quite a convenient series of events, musically speaking.
That's all real.
Really? It just happened
it
to match
happened.
Those records.
Yeah, yeah. That's what happened. You know, the story was there. He investigated. I found the appropriate music for the story. That's how it works.
That was brilliant. When's that on, the Jimmy Big Nuts show?
It's been cancelled.
That's a shame.
It used to be on Sky every day. All the time.
Really? Wow. It's how funny, how strange that I missed it.
That's right. Okay, free play now. This is one of yours, Joe.
Yeah, this is from the new Blue Tones album that's being released on October the 9th. I think the album's called Surrender, but it's fantastic, and this is a great track. It's not the single. It's an album track that I've chosen myself. It's called Head on a Spike. This is the Blue Tones.
That's right. We're just talking about the Dove advert with the sexy but normal-looking ladies. Have you seen that one, Joe?
Yeah, I don't like normal ladies.
What's your problem, though? I think
I like models.
They're saucy.
Bring back models.
They're lovely. That was Jack Johnson, Sitting, Waiting, Wishing. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM.
Yeah, and we're running our text competition, listeners. We've been asking you to come up with Banksy-style contemporary art ideas, and we've had some very good ones in.
Yeah, what? Hit me.
Okay, here they come.
No, just hit me.
I'd like to. I can't reach you though, across the desk. I'll do it later.
Just kick me later on.
Yeah, okay. So let's begin. Here's the first one. Mm-hmm. Velázquez. His famous picture, Las Meninas. Okay, that painting, accompanied by a heatstroke Hello-style magazine label, you know, with the bits of flab ringed.
Mm.
That's quite a good idea, isn't it?
That is a brilliant idea.
Like, oops, and that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, that's genius, man.
That's clever,
who's that
isn't
from?
I think that's an anonymous one.
That's the winner right there.
Do you think? Well,
no
they
one's
get, there's,
get better
there's
than
other
that.
Good ones.
Okay.
How about this? Ben Miller from Clapham. Well, this isn't so good, really, Ben. Says, put red and green flashing landing lights on all London's pigeons. That's a bit ambitious to put them on all the pigeons.
That's
Mind
very
you,
ambitious.
Red Ken's killed most of the pigeons, hasn't he?
He's mangled their feet.
He's done a pigeon cull, so there's not many left. It might not take long. Okay, how about this one? Matt in Reading says, like a model of Tracy Emin's bedroom after her mum's been round and tidied it up and done her washing.
That's nice.
And neatly folded it and popped it on the bed. That's quite a good idea, isn't it?
That's good.
Dave suggests six people running round a greyhound track being watched by an audience of greyhounds.
You flipped it around there, Dave, haven't you?
This is a good one. Helen says, imagine the Statue of Liberty, but instead of holding whatever she's holding, the Bill of Rights, whatever it is, yeah. Holding a copy of Heat Magazine.
Heat Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the Statue of Liberty. That would be a good advert. Heat Magazine are probably working on that for their own advertising.
For their American launch, exactly.
Yeah.
Ayn says, in reference to that famous sculpture of a boy holding a dolphin's fin in Chelsea.
That's brilliant sculpture.
What about replacing the dolphin with a games console controller?
Because kids are obsessed with...
Yeah.
You know, next week on Tonight with Trevor McDonald, they've got a whole thing about our kids addicted to video games.
Really?
Can you believe they're recycling that old chestnut
Man,
again?
I look forward to that. Let's video that.
Okay.
And talk about it. Here's another one. Did I say this one from Phil? A traffic light with three red lights on it.
Nice.
I think that might have been done before.
Stop.
Exactly.
Right?
Tony Blue.
Yeah, Xanthi.
And here's a good one from Joe in Highgate. The snap, crackle and pop... the characters from Rice Krispies, and basically what she's suggesting is that they are in hoodies and they're lurking, kind of, you know, they're standing on the packet by the bowl of Rice Krispies. She's suggesting they're wearing hoodies, they're looking shady, and they're smoking ciggies, and maybe they've got weapons.
How about this? Crack, Snapple and Rock, they could be called, because one of them smokes crack, the other one's got a rock of crack, and the other one's got a Snapple.
So keep them coming in to 83XFM. We think there's a better one out there somewhere.
I'd be amazed if anyone gets better than that Velázquez one.
Okay, we'll see if you can beat that on 83XFM. I had one. Yeah, this might be better.
Go on then.
What about this? A full-size London bus full of people, but you get rid of all the doors, so there's no doors. And you only notice it after a bit that there's actually no way in or out to the bus.
Uh-huh.
But yet it's full of people. It's just like a big red box.
Big coffin.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means that we're sort of living in death. In a big red bus.
What is quite it? Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Okay.
That probably means it's quite good.
Listen, I just got busted by some of our intelligent listeners.
For getting your Latin wrong.
For getting my Latin wrong.
I think this is the first time this has ever happened on any radio programme.
That's right. DJ is correct.
DJ speaks
saying,
Latin.
For boasting about the fact that I was saying modus operandum, thinking that it was a singular.
Genitive, ablative,
actually,
accusative.
Modus operandi
dative.
Is genitive, not plural.
Mm.
So it is the right word to use, isn't it? Right? I don't understand, and I wasn't paying attention in Latin.
No, that's because it was really quite boring.
It was quite boring. The Romans, they go over the bridge.
That's English.
Yeah. But that's a tense, isn't it? That's like a pluperfect subjunctive. I don't know and I don't understand.
Wait, play some stupid rock music.
That was very good, wasn't it? That was The View with Superstar Tradesman.
Very good. Well done, The View.
Well done, The View. Maybe they should call themselves The.
Yeah, The View, Leicester Square.
The. What a marvellous The. Look at The. Why do they call themselves View? You know what I'm talking about? The cinemas? V-U-E?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
what
about.
What is it? What does it mean?
The View Cinema. They're a chain of cinemas, and it's like, enjoy the view. In fact, that's their logo, isn't it? It's a big sort of frame floating
so
in the clouds.
So why not spell it V-I-E-W?
Yeah, they've got to spell it special, because they're special.
The.
View.
A room with a the.
So listen, our text competition is still underway, and thanks to everybody who's texted in. We're getting some very high-quality art ideas. It's almost as if it's quite easy. To be Banksy.
No, man, don't forget we've got creative listeners.
That's true.
Unusually creative.
That's true. Okay, so do you want to hear some more?
Yeah.
Phil has suggested, and I really like this one, a zebra crossing on a motorway.
Yeah.
Isn't that quite brilliant?
That's brilliant, man.
Phil, you're clever. Maybe Phil is an artist. I should also say that the guy that thought of the Velazquez one, am I saying that right?
Velazquez.
Is Richard. Sorry, I failed to credit you there, Richard. We might be on the phone to you in a second, because you're in the lead at the moment.
Yeah,
man. And now I'm going to have to go, because I haven't written any others down. I'm going to have to go and read
okay,
them.
Well, we've got to do some adverts anyway. So
okay,
we'll come back and wrap this thing up after these ads and some music. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. XFM. Doesn't look a thing like Jesus. What are you talking about?
Sorry.
How could you have mistaken him for the Messiah?
I'm really sorry.
Doesn't look
I
a
just
thing
wanted to write a
like
song.
Him.
It's artistic license.
Well, he doesn't look a thing like Jesus.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We've got about 12 minutes of our show left. Coming up at noon is the best of the X list. Then coming up at one is Mick Rockles, live from New York. But first of all, we're going to close our Banksy-style art text competition. We've been asking you to text in, you know, what you would do to get one up on Banksy. A kind of subversive street art idea. And we've got Phil on the line.
It's a bank off. Hello, Phil.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Enjoying my Saturday off.
Good. Are you a professional artist?
No, but I've also got other ideas which probably couldn't be broadcast.
Yeah, yeah. Keep them to yourself if they're rude.
What do you do? What's your main line of work then, Phil?
I do flooring. Anything to do with wood stripping it.
You're wasting your time. You realise that your ideas are as good as Banksy's, and you realise that nothing in his show sold for less than £100,000.
Well, that's it then.
Pack in the flooring.
I'm already a so-so artist, but...
Well, this is a very good idea. I mean, it's a kind of a lethal idea.
Yeah!
But it's thought-provoking. just explain it. You sound excited about the lethal aspect in particular.
Well, it's completely useless. I mean, no one really walks on the motorway. The traffic hardly moves on the motorway, so why not stick one there?
To just describe it again, what your idea is in simple terms?
Zebra crossing on a motorway. Any motorway,
yes.
Doesn't matter. Perhaps the M25. That doesn't seem to move very far.
So there'd be, obviously, it would be shocking to people. There'd be, death would result for the drivers approaching it and slowing down, and for the pedestrians crossing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But what would it be? What would it be saying there, Phil? What are you saying?
Well, it's completely useless. Just, you know, art, generally, is completely useless. I mean, the modern stuff is absolute crap.
Well, Phil. Listen, I think that you don't know how good your own ideas are.
That's
because
right.
I think what your idea is saying is that modern life is so fast that normal roads have become like motorways. And getting anywhere in life, you might as well be walking across a zebra crossing on a motorway.
That's it.
Do you know what I mean?
Better than I do.
You've done it so brilliantly, and you've used, you know, existing things in the world and counterpointed them in an exciting and meaningful way. You're more brilliant than you realise, Phil.
How about this, Phil? You come up with the ideas, and we explain them to people.
Yeah, we'll manage you.
And we'll go 50-50.
Yeah.
No, 80-20.
All right.
Joe drives a hard bargain. So congratulations, you're the winner of our text competition today.
Oh, I win?
Yeah.
Well, you've got a choice. I'm afraid the tickets to Clark's 2 have gone. I've lost my piece of
We've
paper.
We've got some hobnobs. How about a copy of Scrubs?
That's all. You've got no choice.
Oh, copy of what?
Scrubs.
It's like the American version of Green Wing.
Yeah.
Right, well, I'll give it to somebody else. I'll give you their address instead. Because I'm very charitable like that.
Oh, that's good of you, Phil. Well done. And thanks a lot for listening and for texting in and stuff. That was brilliant.
No problem.
You are brilliant.
I'll be very jealous.
Have a good weekend, man.
You too.
Cheers. Take care. Hey, he's a very nice chap, wasn't he? That is a brilliant idea. But I have to say that the Velasquez one with the heat additions was excellent as well.
Yeah, from, what's his name? Richard, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Richard. Sorry, I think we might have kept you hanging on and then just cruelly cut you off.
Thank you very much to everyone who texted in.
That's all our own little bit of art.
Yeah, all your suggestions, cutting them off?
Yeah.
All your suggestions were brilliant and we really appreciate them. Now, on an art tip, here's a track from someone that every self-respecting artist would have enjoyed at some point. This is Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. This is from the reissued album, Shiny Beast, brackets, Bat Chain Puller.
Ah, great title.
Not a typical bit of XFM music, and not necessarily typical of Captain Beefheart either, but it's really good. Harry Irene, this is called. Got a kind of Parisian flavour to it.
Yeah, a little bit of Reeve Gauche whistling.
Yeah. Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band with Harry Irene. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM. Now, Joe, I don't suppose you've got the new Bob Dylan album, do you?
No.
Modern Times, it's called. And it's number one, I think, or at least it was for a little bit. And the opening track, Thunder on the Mountain, it's a really good album, by the way. It's the best thing about it is that he's not trying in any way to sound modern. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just the sound of an old bloke.
He hasn't got Timbaland in to produce him.
No. It's just the sound of an old bloke doing some old bloke music with some other old blokes, and it's really nice, and your mum would like it, but it's really good, you know. His voice has totally changed as well. It's like a real old, croaky Yoda voice he's got. He is turning into Yoda, essentially, Bob Dylan, but he doesn't speak backwards. The only concession he makes to Modern Times is... some lyrical flourishes, like on the first track. Check this out. Listen to what he's singing about.
I was thinking about the Lazy Keys. Couldn't keep him quiet when she was born in Hell's Kitchen. I was living down the line. I'm wondering where in the world the Lazy Keys could be. I've been looking for her even clear through Tennessee.
So he's banging into Alicia Keys.
Yeah, was he born in Hell's Kitchen, Bob Dylan? Where was Bob Dylan born?
She was born. He's saying, I was thinking about Alicia Keys, couldn't help from crying, but when she was born in Hell's Kitchen, I was living down the line.
Well, there we go. That's what I was. So he's imagining her being born while he was living just down the street, does he mean?
Yeah, I suppose so.
And now she's grown up into a beautiful woman.
Right.
And he's thinking, why didn't I make friends with her mum or babysit? And then I'd be in there, you know, with Alicia. That's why didn't I make a move sooner? She was down the road. Now she's foxy. She is very beautiful. A very beautiful lady, Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
I can imagine her and Bob Dylan making sweet love.
He goes for... There was a rumour I heard.
It'd be like a tortoise eating some sort of a... some sort of a fresh fruit.
Delicious young mango.
That real tortoise.
I heard some
sexy image.
Unsubstantiated rumor that he was snogging Lisa Lohan, Lindsay Lohan.
No. Oh, that would be like a scene out of Life Force. You know, when the space vampires drain the lifeblood from the voluptuous women. Wow. Maybe Bob Dylan should go into, like, nudie modelling, sexy mags.
Beautiful you are.
You know, it's a frightening thought that when one is that age, how old is he?
He's at least 65.
that all your sexual cogs are still whirring. Must be so, I don't know, frustrating. It's actually not that dissimilar from my life now.
That's pretty much it for us this week. Hey, listen, podcast fans, I'm sorry if you feel messed around, you know, by the way it's been going the last couple of weeks.
We've just been terrible busy during the week.
We're just really busy. You know, we're going to probably have to stop doing them for a while in a couple of weeks, but we still got a couple more to go, okay? And the next one, I promise you, will be out on Monday.
Mm.
Don't forget that, you know, it's free and everything, all right? So just don't give us too much of a hard time.
Yeah, and you can download the Adam and Joe podcast at xfm.co.uk or on iTunes. It's got highlights of the show and also brand new stuff in it.
Yeah, in fact, it's mainly brand new stuff a lot of the time. So do check them out. And I think you can't even get the whole set anymore, can you? Because
no, I think numbers 1 to 10 have been archived.
Yeah, they're good as well, numbers
yeah.
1 to 10.
We might charge for them.
Well, yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
50 pence.
Wouldn't it be great to make some
like
money
that.
Finally off them one day?
After 10 years.
Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. We really appreciate it. Stay tuned for the X List.
We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Cheerio, bye, love you, bye. XFM.